All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What is up, H-Town? How are you doing?
It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. He is Barry Laminack, that is Nick Sciarra, and I am not Joel Blank. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel today. We're going to have a blast.
Yeah, we're
going to have some fun.
Joel's in jury duty. I don't know. Have you found out if he got selected or not? Did you hear
anything?
I have
no idea.
Worst case scenario, he gets selected for like a murder case and he's there forever.
Like an OJ trial type thing.
Oh, that would be
sequestered.
That would be terrible.
At least they're going to take care of the dogs and the kid and everything. Yeah. And work. Oh, my God. He would be just livid. I would be too, though, if I got selected for one of those type of
so
things.
So I've done jury duty once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I lived in Lubbock. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go see what this is all about. I'm never going to do it in Houston. Like, I mean, they don't send it certified return receipts, so they don't know if you got it or not.
Right.
You know, oh, the mailman lost it for 50 years.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so I decided to go in Lubbock. I went through the whole process. I get down to the last 30 jurors. It's a rape case.
Oh, damn.
So this is like a two-day deal, and like, look. The 30 people in the room, there were two minorities and 28 white people.
Uh-oh.
And the defendant was Hispanic.
Oh,
so I don't think that was going to go well for him.
Yeah.
You know, just saying.
And in Lubbock.
Didn't really seem like a jury of his peers.
Right.
Okay. And he didn't want to appear in the court during the trial.
Oh,
and
no.
So everyone was kind of like, I don't know about all this. I get down to the last 30 people, and they're like, okay, we'll start tomorrow. It'll go through Friday evening. And I was like, okay, yeah, no, I have to work. I can't do this. And the two ladies behind me are like giggling, cackling. They're like, haha, we're not getting picked. First two people picked, because they pick things you don't know on a jury. They don't pick 12, they pick 14.
Okay? Yeah, I know. I was one of the two alternates.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's the worst, because you sit through the whole trial.
And you don't get to do anything.
And then they go, all right, we're gonna come to a verdict. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you're dismissed. What? You don't get to be part of the verdict.
Yeah, you don't get your any
you
input.
Just go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
So they get down to like the last 30 people. They pick like six or eight people, and the two ladies behind me are like, we're not getting picked. And there's like two like Lubbock housewives, and they named them next, and then like, all right,
nice.
We're done. And I was like, I'm out.
Suck it, hoes.
I got out of there.
Gone. Yeah. That, it's one of the worst things, especially if it's like a boring trial. And there's really not that many that are going to be exciting unless you get like a murder or, and then even then now you're talking about lives that have been ruined. And
how many cases are like actually up in the air too? Like by the time the way the legal system works, here's like a peek behind the curtain. Lawyers like to win. So they really don't prosecute stuff unless they think they got like a slam dunk most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Like they don't let it get to trial because they hate taking that L in court. It's like most of the time it's a pretty like locked up deal. Like, you ain't getting Pauly Shore, you know, jury duty where, like, he figures it out,
right.
Okay? Like, it's pretty well locked. Like, oh, your DNA was there? Oh, you owned the gun? Oh, your fingerprints were on the bullet? Oh, you told that person you were going to kill them on text? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're probably guilty.
The trial I did was a trial between a couple fighting over custody of their kids. And it was
that got to a jury trial.
Yeah, because
oh, no.
It was basically the dude was accusing the mom of Munchausen by proxy, which is you make your kid sick so that you feel needed, and then like so they were accusing her of intentionally making the kid sick.
Oh,
yeah, it was fascinating, man. It was like a week long trial, and then the crazy thing is when it was all over with, I'm at the house. Sulking because I can't help make the damn decision.
Oh, yeah, because you were an alternate.
Which I would have ruled against the dad. I was like, oh, well, it's clearly, this is, you know, I would have ruled against the dad. I'm sitting at home and I get a call from the lawyer of the dad. He's like, hey, I know you're an alternate. And I'm like, is this some violation of ethics? This doesn't feel right. He goes, no, I can totally do this. It's totally cool. You can call tomorrow if you want to validate it. But it's not tampering or anything like that. But he said, what were your thoughts? And I told him exactly. I was honest with him. I was like, I probably would have ruled in favor of him and this and that.
He asked you for like the film breakdown?
Yeah.
Like, break down the film.
Yeah. And so I told him, and he goes, well, here's what you didn't know. Here's what we weren't allowed to say. And it basically, if I would have known that, I would have been like, that lady's insane. Because it was really like true. There was a lot of stuff that the judge wouldn't allow.
Oh, he just was like, no, you can't have that.
That would have totally changed my mind. So it's fascinating when you see stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where there's the nuance of the trial, and there's things you don't ever know, which I find weird, because it's like, if that's the truth, why can't we have it?
Right.
Oh, well, there's a technicality, or there's this or that. And it's like, but if it's like we talked about yesterday with the interference call and in the Saints game, it's like, at the end of the day, we want to get it right. It doesn't matter how we get there. If we have to stop the game for something like that and overturn it and come back or whatever. But at the end of the day, all you really want is you want to get it right. And when you're talking about the lives of people and kids, and that's all you really want. So now you can't talk about all this stuff. And now you got this crazy lady with custody of her kids making them sick. All the time.
She won?
I think so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was wild. So
that's rough. That's rough.
Yeah.
So speaking of the legal system, do you see the latest thing today? With the Saints?
I have not.
Okay, so there
I saw the billboards that were put up in Atlanta.
They got the Saints Got Robbed billboards, or the NFL blew it, BLEAUX, like stuff like that. That guy, by the way, total waste of money. You're a schmuck. You don't even advertise your business. So congratulations, you idiot.
You waste money on the Saints.
You just wasted that money. Okay. There is a lawyer in Louisiana named Frank D'Amico. D'Amico's nickname is The Strong Arm.
Oh.
Which is nowhere near as cool as the hammer.
No, not even.
The Strong Arm. And he's filed a lawsuit against the NFL over the Saints getting robbed.
Oh, my God.
Seeking that the game be restarted and that Saints fans be compensated for mental anguish, distrust of the NFL.
Now, see,
all this other stuff.
I am all for trying to make it right, and yesterday we talked about the fact that there is a clause where I think it was Michael Thomas that had tweeted it out or posted on his Instagram. The clause in the NFL rules and guidelines to say that if the commissioner felt necessary, he could start the game over or start it from that point and this, that, and the other, and we all know it's not going to happen. But to go out and tie up our legal system and to take time out of our already overrun and overburdened courts with some dumbass stuff like this, I hope he loses and it costs him a lot. I hope he goes broke, because it's the dumbest thing in the world to sit there and spend money on something like this in our legal system.
Oh.
It's stupid.
Oh, here's the thing, though. This dude's getting a dub either way.
Because of all the run he's getting?
All the run he's getting. And you got to imagine, there's still going to be a little bit of something that you got to pay to get in on this, because it'll be a class action thing.
Usually you get in class actions for free, though, don't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
This guy, though.
He'll get some run. He'll get some marketing out of it or whatnot. It's just, why tie up our court system with something as asinine as that?
You know what? This is such
a... mental anguish. Saints fans have been abused by the Saints organization for years. Don't start trying to sue people now.
Right, yeah. Where was this lawyer with...
The ain'ts, the paper bags. Come on, man.
Yeah, where was this lawyer... Where's this lawyer with Renfro and the Oilers? Like, exactly. Come on. Okay, so here's the crazy part about what this D'Amico guy did. They put out a press release. In the press release, they copy and pasted, apparently, word for word from a Mike Florio report on Pro Football Talk. And so Florio's like, do we need to send a cease and desist for this?
Did you basically just plagiarize? So now we got another lawsuit.
It's like, that lawsuit's suing that guy for this.
And he's suing what a mess. You see what you did, Saints fans? You see what you've done? Just causing a damn mess. So now Pro Football Talk is suing. And
I think it's The Advocate, one of the papers in New Orleans, tweeted out on Sunday night, one of their columnists was like, the Saints deserve a parade, even though they lost this game. And I'm like, they could have lost the Super Bowl, too. You realize that, right? Like, right. So were they getting a parade no matter what they did the Super Bowl, if they made it or not? Like, and I was like, no, all I could think about was Glenn Ross, put that parade down. Parades are for winners. put out, that parade
put
down.
The parade down.
I just think it's crazy that they're even entertaining that. I don't know if they've even, like, you think they're actually going to entertain this case?
I hope this guy gets disbarred.
If you lose your license, you dumbass. You
know, I mean, if I was rooting for an outcome, like, you know, that's probably an outcome I'd root for. Can I bet on what's going to happen on this to, like, make up for the money I lost in the Ooh, game?
I wonder sure. if my bookie has it. That might be nice.
What circuit of appeals will this make it to?
How high and how far into the court system will this go?
Oh,
as
man.
Crooked as, I mean, I'm guessing he launched the initial court case in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Not the most upright judicial system.
No.
There, pockets have been greased in the past.
There's a lot of EAUX on a lot of judges' names there.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how far it gets.
Oh, well, that'll be interesting. Plenty more to get to on the usual suspects today. We are just getting started. He's Barry Laminack. That's Nick Sherrar. I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel Blank today on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sherrara.
Joel Blank is out today. I'm Cody Stutes in for him. Barry and Nick are here in their usual spots. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Did you look at the Blood Wolf? There was like a 15 different descriptions for the damn thing. Did you look at the moon?
I just
Blood Wolf.
I just
whatever.
Waited for everybody's really crappy cell phone pictures to yeah. show up. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah, it was amazing that there was a live feed from an observatory where you could see the moon up close, but instead you're getting pictures from people's, you know.
Yeah,
flip phones.
Couldn't we just retweet the telescope or whatever?
There has been nothing more disappointing. Like, I'm super into space. It's fascinated
really?
Me. Yeah, it fascinates okay. me. And I was like, I told my wife, you know, as an adult, I want a telescope.
Okay,
I want to be able to look at stuff out there. Uh-huh. And so I was like, but don't go crazy. I don't want to buy like an expensive one to start with. Let's just get a reasonably priced telescope. So for Christmas a while back, she got me a telescope. It sucks. You don't see anything. You can see the moon like clear. It's no different than on a sporting event that's outdoors. At some point, inevitably, they're going to zoom in on the moon. You notice that? Like they're
sure.
like on a like college football national championship game. If it's outdoors, they're going to zoom in on the moon
and
at some point.
Big zoom out.
And then they bring it back and then they go down. Okay. It's that. You basically, it's like a really good camera, a good TV camera where you can see some craters and you're like, oh, look at that. Different shades of gray. Okay, that's fantastic. But good luck looking at any other object. It's just a dot, a glowing dot. It's like, this sucks. Like, I was like, I'm going to look at Mars. No, you're not. You're going to look at a dot that has a red tint that looks like Mars. It might as well be a light bright. You might as well just be looking at a light bright. It's ridiculous. So don't waste your money on a telescope unless you're like, you know, work at NASA. I was just like, man, that's. But they had there was a couple of observatories that had a live stream of the bloody moon and apparently got hit by an asteroid while everyone was looking at it.
Really?
Pretty fascinating. Yeah.
Like random or was it like a space attack?
Again, when you looked at it was random, but when you're looking at the feed, all it is a dot. Just a glow, just 1,001, gone. Just a dot. They're like, oh, look, that was an asteroid impact on the moon. No, that was a dot that showed up that looked like a speck got on the lens for a second. It was pretty disappointing.
Awesome.
Yeah, but.
Space is, see, I respect space and I understand
you respect
that, like.
Space.
Like, I respect space.
I would never get in space's way right. trying to steal his thing.
I understand that we had massive technological advancement once we used some of the. Stuff from space, like microwaves happened because we went to the moon.
Yeah, right.
I can get
Velcro
all that.
We got from the aliens.
Just let, yeah, sure. Just let, you know, that it doesn't need to be, it's not for everybody, I guess is what
space?
I'm getting at. Yeah, like it's not for everybody.
When this planet's going to die, it's going to be for everybody.
Not worried about it.
You don't think this planet will die while you're here?
It's not dying in the next 35 years, which is how long I probably got.
Who's that chick? What's her name? The senator from the Bronx.
Is it AOC?
AOC.
I only know her by her Twitter account.
Yeah, I don't know, but apparently she said the world was going to end in like 12 years, or that.
Oh, good.
Because of global warming.
Because of her?
No, global warming. Gotcha. So it might actually, we need to hurry up and get into space.
12 years?
That's what I believe so.
Do you know how fat I could get in 12 years? Just not caring?
Just like whatever.
Just not like, and here's the thing, 12 years, if the world doesn't end and I've gotten big and fat, I'll just go on my 600 pound life.
So either way.
Or it'll be the 14th incarnation of the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge.
Yeah, it'll be the 14th edition. Yeah. I don't think we'll be here in 14 years, to
be
honest.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think you got that kind of staying power?
I don't think the show is going to last 14 years.
Don't sell yourself short now.
No, I like to be realistic. It's just probably not going to happen. I don't know.
Like 14 years from now, like it's either like something probably has happened in the careers that you're not just the Usual Suspects, I'm, 1 to 4 anymore.
Yeah, I'm guessing I'm not in radio in 14 years.
14 years?
I don't know. I don't feel like I have the staying power of a Charlie Polillo or a Lance Zierlein or a John Granato.
Okay.
I don't see that as a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know, and I would love to be doing this. I just try to be realistic.
Okay.
You know? You think you're still doing this in 14 years?
Probably.
Really?
Not good at much else. People don't even say I'm good at this sometimes. And those people are mean and wrong, might I add. I am looking to make a little change on the side. I signed up for this thing called Shipped, which is you go get people's groceries.
Shipped. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You go get people's groceries. And my buddy was like, hey, sign up. He's like, put my shopper number in and you'll get approved for sure. And I was like, I think you get a bonus for me doing that.
Oh, yeah, he totally gets that.
I don't think he does. I get approved. And so I was like doing it or whatever. And it gets to the point where it's like, hey, you have like some question prompts. And it's like, okay, cool. So you do some questions. And it's like, hey, if a customer wants raspberries and there's no raspberries left, what are you going to do? I'm like, okay.
I'm going to be like, sorry, bro, there was no raspberries.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you got to start making life decisions for these folks at the grocery store?
Right. I got them some blueberries instead. I don't know.
Right?
You know? So it gets to the point where it goes, okay, we have more questions for you. And they're video questions. So you have to turn on your webcam and answer these questions in 90-second videos. And you can re-record as many times as you want. And it was like, tell me about a time you learned something. And I was like, hold on, there's no time limit on this. So I Googled what to say in job interviews.
I love that you cheated to be a grocery shopper. You had to cheat on the test to be a certified grocery shopper. And do you get like a card or like a?
They give you a shirt, and then they give you the card that you pay with. You pay for the people's groceries on like one card.
You get a shirt.
They give me a shirt, and then I go make money. It's a little side gig.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't.
It was very strange sitting there. I had to put a shirt on because I didn't have a shirt on. It's like at 2 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't have a shirt on.
I should have done it topless, bro.
Shirt off.
I just totally
Do
done
you
it
see
topless.
How bad I need this. I don't have a shirt. The shirt you send me will be the only shirt.
Oh my god, that's amazing. So you had to apply to be to grocery shop.
Yeah.
Which
and then
I'm trying to don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
But I feel like they would just be like, oh, yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Right?
Like, he knows how to grocery shop.
Like, maybe.
Obviously, he knows how to grocery shop.
Maybe they thought I only ate out, like, didn't go to the grocery store.
Yeah. They're like, he's never been in the fruit section. Yeah. He's never been on the vegetable aisle, so ever.
Then the last one is like, why would you be a good shopper? I was like,
here we go. That's not on the list of interview questions.
Yeah.
Why would you be a good shopper?
And then I had to explain how I loved going to the grocery store.
Oh,
and I take my time and I find the best value and the right deals and I try new things.
Like, wow. So did you get the gig?
They're like, well
you're mulling it over?
I'll find out in 2 days.
Holy crap. You're like, it's that much scrutiny.
Yeah. To be a grocery shopper.
Wow. I feel like NFL head coaches had an easier time. Like, these guys have gotten jobs faster than you could.
Yeah.
Getting a job as a grocery shopper.
There's Uber drivers that don't speak English that are like, five stars, and it's like, I gotta be a put a shirt on to do an interview.
So how does this work? So you get the gig, and then you have an app, and somebody goes, "Yo, I need all this stuff grocery shopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it to my house."
Uh-huh.
And you just go to the whatever store is closest to them.
So or they pick their store, I think.
Oh.
So like I think because if they have certain name like certain brands, like I want the Great Value brand, which
I want Equate, yeah,
the big box
tampons,
store. Yeah,
whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, do you have to buy feminine products? That's a good question.
So if it's
on the list,
my understanding is they give you a very detailed like. There's two different sizes of cereal boxes. So, like they have to pick which size cereal box, don't grab the wrong one. Or whatever.
Yeah.
They tell you how much it's supposed to be and all that jazz.
Now, okay, so when it comes to the house and grocery shopping, are you like, "Ugh, I hate grocery shopping," or do you not care?
Oh, it's like I treat it almost like a spa day. Like I'm in there, like got my flip flops on, put my headset in, maybe I'll put like some like a face mask on, go in there.
You got like, your shopping clothes on,
yeah,
got sweatpants,
yeah. Sweatpants, and a t-shirt. Got the wireless headphones in.
You're like, let's do this.
Oh, the little sample stand. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
If you go to the local big box grocery store, you get the sushi stand. Always grabbing a free piece of sushi,
dude. Like on Crashing, they would go eat at the Costco. They would eat all the samples. When I went to LA, my buddy did that. He goes, "You want to go get some lunch?" I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "All right, come on." We pull into Costco. I was like, "Is it like Sam's where they have good pizza?" He goes, "No, I just eat all the samples." "Your broke ass is out here eating samples like on the show Crashing?" He's like, "That's where I got the idea." I was like, "Oh my god,
but you got a Costco card."
Yeah,
it's like, well, you clearly pay for something.
I don't get it, but that's fascinating that you actually enjoy that.
Oh yeah, and
I would hate that.
The thing that bugs the crap out of me is when people just, "Oh, it's the lowest price, so it must be the best deal," and they buy that. It's like, okay. You can buy 6 ounces of cheese for $1, or you can buy 12 ounces of cheese for $1.50. Like, do your math.
Right.
And then you realize that the maths tell you that the 12 ounces is better because you're only paying 75 cents an
ounce. So you have to do all this for them?
No, I don't do that for them. I just pick up whatever they want.
If they say, "I want the 6 ounce cheese," that's what you
buy. And
maybe
if there's like a sale, I call them and like, "Hey, there's a sale on, you know, raspberries. Do you want double the amount of raspberries?" And they're like, "Sure."
Oh, wow.
You know?
That's insane,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, how much does this pay?
My buddy said he makes like $20 to $25 bucks an hour doing it.
What?
People tip crazy because it's their groceries and they don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like pizza where you tip the pizza guy. You get 20 bucks worth of pizza, you tip him $3-4 bucks.
What? So. Your cheap ass is tipping $3 on a $20 pizza?
If it's cold outside or it's raining, they get more.
You got to.
$3 on $20? That's good.
No.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's not.
Yes, it is.
Four would be 20%. You're not even giving him 20%.
He's not doing 20% of the work.
Well, one, you better hope he didn't spit in your pizza. Two, he might come back again.
The guy the other night, it was cold and wet.
Mm-hmm.
He forgot the drink I ordered, and I still gave him the full tip. It was $5.
See, I always tip at least $5. At
With
least.
Every pizza?
Yes.
Really?
At least. But we get a lot of stuff almost. Yeah, we get a lot of stuff too.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, we like when
so you,
we
get like
eat,
the, you get like
we
the breadsticks, the
oh,
cheesy
yeah.
bread,
the chicken wings, and the cookie, 25 oh, dipping sauces,
fudge brownie that's not anywhere as good as if I just bought it at the store, made it myself. Yes, please. $3.99.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, our bill's like usually like $35 or something.
Okay, so the guy's gonna make two trips. So you're like, okay, gotta give him some extra.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the two red bags he's showing up with. Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Two red bags.
He's like, "I got to go back to the truck for the rest of your stuff. Give me a second." Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that with people's groceries now.
Yeah, you are.
I wonder if I got to make the trip in one, like as a man, you know?
Do you
like, got to get all their groceries in one carry.
I'm interested if you end up like in a penthouse forum situation where at some point there's this lonely housewife. And she's just having you buy a bunch of stuff she doesn't need.
Eggplants,
so you can
cucumbers.
So you can go and bang her. And then she's like, "Yeah, I only had you buy this food so I could bang you." Like you're out here shopping and banging and making $25 an hour to do it.
She bought melons and she's like, "Did you get the right melons?"
You like
she's
my
like
melons?
Holding them up like, in front of her chest.
Nice.
Yeah, like, "Oh, ma'am, can I just get my tip and leave?"
Every time she wants me to get condoms, that's weird. That's so weird that I got to buy these for.
Clearly, wrong size for me, though.
Yeah,
like,
Magnum. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you're among the stars, I guess.
That's Barry Levinak. I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank. Nick Sherrara is along. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel Blank's not in today. I'm Cody Stutes in for Joel. Barry is here. Nick is here. And Barry, we have some of our friends from Cirque du Soleil who are in town for the Lucia.
Is that right? Did he get it right?
Yeah. Lucia.
Lucia, yes.
Yeah, you blew it already.
All right. Well, why don't you tell everybody who's with us?
Yeah, so we have Cyril Pietlack, correct?
Yes.
All right, Cyril, you are a juggler.
Yes, I'm the juggler of the show.
The juggler. There's only one. There's only no one other juggler. Show, yeah. You've driven out the competition.
No.
Okay. And Deanna Yvette Rosas Ham.
Deanna Ham is fine.
Yeah, okay, thank you. That's so many words in the name. And you are a pole dance soloist.
Yes.
Okay, now, so many questions about a pole dance soloist to start with. We're going to get to you, I promise. I got many questions about juggling. But, now, what kind of pole dancing is this, specifically? What can people expect?
Well, it's an artistic acrobatic activity. You cannot expect anything like in a club. I want to tell you that.
Okay, see, I think that's our listeners.
We will be with little clothes, but not with high heel shoes.
Oh, really?
Okay, there you go.
So no clear heels. Okay, well, that's all right. Well, that's good, though.
That's
so,
pretty bad, but it's pretty good. It's, you will see something amazing.
You
very
have to be
different.
You have to be really strong to do that, right? Yeah, I bet. You think you could arm wrestle him? You think he could beat Cody in an arm wrestle?
Look, yes, she can. Okay.
No doubt. Look.
Yep.
Yeah, you can see the biceps.
Yeah.
You can't see your biceps.
Anytime the shirt actually moves, like, you know, somebody's actually strong. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Now, how long have you been a pole dancing soloist?
Well, in this show, I've been working with them like 3 years, uh-huh. and I've been doing pole for 9 years and circus stuff for 15 years.
Really?
So how do you get into this? Like, how do you go from where you started to, you know, Cirque du Soleil and stuff like that? Like, what's the process there? They find you?
Oh, well, they call me.
Okay.
in 2010, I get a call in my cell phone from a choreographer from a show in Las Vegas from Cirque du Soleil, and I was like, this is not real.
You thought it was a
this
scam?
This is a joke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But no, it was real. And they sent me all the mails and all the information that I have to achieve with them. So I was in the bank of artists by that time. So then 5 years after, they called me for this project. So I get into the project in 2015 in
So
October.
It took 5 years after you got in to get on a show.
Yeah.
Wow, so is it ultra competitive? I'm guessing it sounds ultra competitive.
Yeah, but it's more like you have a lucky thing or a special character that mm-hmm. they need or a special ability that they need at that moment.
Yeah, so they found you because you were the best.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
I'm one of the best, but there are many talented girls.
Oh, you don't have to be modest. They're not here.
She's the best.
Don't be modest. They're not here. They're not. We don't care. We want to know if you're the best. That's all we care about.
Yeah.
Now, is this like a theme for the show? Is that a reason they called you because it's Lucia, right?
Yes.
How does that fit into the show itself? What you do? How does that fit into the theme of the show?
The pole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have. I train a group of acrobats, a group of girls, to do the chorus of the show, and we have four pole dancers around the solo and two masked guys that make masked Chinese pole.
Uh-huh.
So it's a kind of jungle travel in a psychedelic trip. That's the idea of the so creator.
Do they give you like acid when you get there? I didn't know if that was part of the intention, right?
That with the lights, the colors, and the movements, we create a trip for the people who is watching.
Oh, nice.
And I'm supposed to be a shamanesa during the show. Like,
a what?
Like a shaman, very... Feminine, like shamanesa.
Okay, okay.
Ah, gotcha.
So I have the magic there, and I transport to the people and the fauna to the trip.
Got it. Gotcha. Uh-huh. Now, where does the juggling come in to all of this?
I'm doing a speed juggling act.
Speed juggling?
Yeah, yeah, with clubs, like beats.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of magical effects with these clubs. I'm juggling with 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 clubs.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
How long have you been juggling?
I started juggling when I was 10 years old. I started to be professional at 17, and it's now 1 year that I'm working with Cirque du Soleil. It was my biggest dream. I waited a long, long time. I did my first casting with Cirque du Soleil in 2009. So, yeah, near than 10 years.
Oh, wow. So kind of like her, like you got into the bank and then they didn't call you until now.
Exactly.
Now, do you also juggle while doing a pole dance or is it just juggling?
Just juggling.
Okay, because that would be pretty dope. How long? You're fully clothed? Like we don't get a peek or nothing like that?
No.
So you said you started when you were 10 years old. Was it just something that you, hey, that looked cool, I want to try it? Or, yeah. I mean, what was the inspiration?
It's a little bit special for me. I'm not from circus family, but I didn't do circus school. I learned alone at home. When I was baby, I remember that my grandparents bring me often to see circus show and things like this. And I always said, oh, I will be circus performer.
Really?
Yeah. And just at 10 years old, I was like bowing, waiting to find a circus school or something like this. And I start doing juggling at home like this in my bedroom. And yeah, learning alone, I can start be professional at 17 with a lot of practicing, of course. But, yeah.
So what's the most dangerous thing you've ever juggled?
What is?
The most dangerous thing.
It's not something dangerous. The dangerous thing is to not drop nothing, no? But that can happen. And the good thing is try to find a way to try again and get it and keep the public with me.
So Cyril and Diane are friends from Cirque du Soleil. Lucia, did I say it right that time?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
Lucia. Yeah. It's going to be at Sam Houston Race Park. You're there till late February, February 24th.
Yes, 24.
So people can go get tickets now. You kind of gave us a little bit of description of what we're going to expect, but it's a whole production. Like it's not just you two. There's like a lot of people.
More than 40 artists from all over the world. The best ones.
Wow. Yeah. 40 artists. How long does the show last about?
2 hours.
About two hours?
Okay, so it's not just like 30 minutes and you're done. It's a full experience. Huh?
And there's something for everybody. Big, little, small, old, male, female. Yeah. Perfect.
Nick, will you go get some knives? We're going to give them to him and let him juggle.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. We wouldn't do that. So how can people get tickets to the show? Is there a website they can go to? Or what's the best way to get involved with the show?
In the website.
Okay.
In the office box. By internet, it's
CirqueDeSoleil.com is where you can get them, and then you can also get them Sam Houston Race Park, and they take care of you there. And again, February 24th is when they're out of town, so hey, you guys still got a month here.
Yeah,
you gotta run.
What do you think of Houston? Do you like it?
Yeah. It's by far. Yeah,
really?
The public is awesome. Yeah, it's really, really nice public here in Houston. Yeah.
You like the weather?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think so.
It's very strange.
You think?
It's hot today, gonna be cold tomorrow.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, get used to it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Cyril, I bet you don't have any problem with the ladies with the accent either. You know? I'm sure the ladies like that.
Do you use that to your advantage?
No, I am my head. Sorry, guys.
There you go.
Well, I wasn't asking for me.
Yeah,
I was just asking in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say sorry for the... I cannot answer.
There you go. All right. The show is Lucia, Sam Houston Race Park, Cirque du Soleil. And
CirqueDuSoleil.com for tickets.
CirqueDuSoleil.com, Sam Houston Race Park. You can find the tickets. And go see Diana, go see Cyril, and all their cohorts. It's going to be a fantastic show. You think we can sneak out there, Barry?
I might do some pole dancing if I'm invited. Oh. I'm just no, I wouldn't do that.
It's going to hurt.
You don't want to. It's going to hurt.
It's going
to
hurt.
You. We'd have to look at it. It'll hurt you for sure.
Oh, that's great. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank
you.
You guys.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, the usual suspects. ESPN 975. Bye.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank today. Barry's here, Nick's here. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. You can be here too, 713-780-3776. If you want to call or text, that's the HRP listener line. You can go, again, go see our friends at Cirque du Soleil, Lucia, out at Sam Houston Race Park till the 24th. You know how I know we did a good job, Barry?
How do you know we did a good job, Cody?
Because we got a handshake on the introduction from Diana, and we got a hug on the way out.
That's true. That is true. She seemed genuinely happy with the interview.
Yes.
What's funny is the people don't know is that during the break leading into the interview, Cyril looks at us and goes, so is the interview going to be in Spanish? Because my English is not so good.
No.
And I said, my Spanish is non-existent, so it's going to be all English. He goes, oh, well, I'll do my best. I was like, whoa. Boy.
He speaks English better than I speak any other language.
Exactly. See. See,
he's like, my English is not good, but I understood everything he said.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like, we weren't using, hey, look, this crew, we ain't using big words. Like,
No. It's not, yeah, there won't be a vocabulary test on The Usual Suspects, trust me. I was a little nervous, though. I was like, boy, I don't want to ask the wrong questions to Diana.
I love how she played along with, like, you know.
So what pole kind dance. Of pole yeah. dancing? She was like, we don't have on high heels.
Yeah, she's
that
like.
That was outstanding. You know, and you obviously, she's been asked that question before.
1,000 times.
Yeah,
probably.
Because yeah. I was like, there's no way she had that ready, like, not ready to go.
Yeah, and if she did, props to her.
Absolutely.
Props
yeah.
to her.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that was one of the more interesting interviews I think I've ever done.
Kind of want to go check out the show now that I know there's pole dancing involved, and I just won't tell my wife.
Yeah.
I just like, babe, I got his tickets to Cirque du Soleil. You know, the circus? Really? Yeah, it's going to be great. And then, boom, pole dancing.
Yeah, she's Diana's first out, and you're like, I didn't know.
She's waving at me. No, I don't know, babe. I swear I don't know
Barry,
her.
Barry. Waving you up.
You said you would dance. Oh, God, no.
Taking that
would
you backstage, like, no, leave your wife.
Like, that would be horrible. Oh, yeah, my God, that would be so horrible.
I don't think that would go over well.
When she said there were dudes that were pole dancing, I was like, oh, no. I don't know. About
dudes and poles. I don't know about it.
But she said something about Chinese pole dancing.
Yeah, something like that.
So I was like, what does that entail? I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to. We were running out of time, but
yeah,
I was
we
like,
talk, we had to talk.
That's
to
cereal. A whole is cereal?
Cereal. I said cereal.
You're always thinking about cereal.
I'm out on cereal now.
You know, you're not a cereal guy.
Not anymore.
Oh, because of the weight loss challenge.
Only that, yeah.
And
there is no healthy cereal. And I for 5 years I didn't eat cereal.
Why?
And then I had it like right before, you know, when I was packing 1 pound, I had it losing weight for the new year.
Right.
I had some, and I was like, this is garbage. Like, why did I mean? It fills me up. Like, I had like a sugar rush later.
What
like,
did you have that was garbage?
A whole box of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, wait a minute. a whole box,
Cody?
Yeah, with whole milk.
Oh, no, that's the only way to go with cereal is whole milk. If you
see,
do,
I like
if you do 2%,
I like
you're an 2%
idiot. 2% or skim on my
you're
cereal.
You're an idiot. That's horrible.
It's about the cereal, not about the milk.
Yeah, but the milk afterwards, you want to when you drink it, you want to taste the cereal.
You ever put half and half on cereal?
No.
Don't do that.
No. That sounds like something you would do when you're drunk and or stoned and or too lazy to go to the store to get milk.
Well, check, and check.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, check.
Half and half on cereal. No, I'm out on that. But Fruity Pebbles ruined you from cereal?
Well, yeah, I just didn't like it anymore. Like, I mean, I was like, okay, this is good, but like.
Now, were you a big Fruity Pebbles guy?
That was the only cereal back in the day.
Oh, so you got to expand your horizons.
I love a good crunch berry every now and then, though.
Okay. Now, and guys, don't start sending. Honey, we've done Cheerios. This 1,000 times on the show where we talk about cereals. We don't need everybody to send every cereal that exists. This is about Cody and his cereal habit, yeah. Not everybody else's. I'm surprised, though, that just Fruit Loops. You didn't, like, no.
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. No, I'm out on the Fruit Loops.
Oh, it was Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
I thought you said Fruit Loops.
No, oh, Fruity Loops Pebbles. Fruit Loops are gross.
Oh.
They are not.
No, they're not. Kind of I'm are. Peanut butter crunch guy.
You ever made Rice Krispie treats with Fruit Loops?
With Fruit Loops?
Yeah. No. So instead of using the Rice Krispies, you use Fruit Loops and do the same technique?
Really? But I thought you just said you don't like Fruit Loops.
Yeah, but that's not eating it with milk like in the bowl. Like that's like a nice. I don't like.
What the hell's the difference?
I don't like Rice Krispies in a bowl with milk, but I like Rice Krispie treats.
That's because there's sugar all over them.
Well, that's what
difference.
I do with the Fruit Loops. I put marshmallow and sugar all over them.
Oh my god!
Turn them into blocks.
Big blocks, block loops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other kids play with Legos. I put with Rice Krispie treats.
Just making you're like making things out of Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah,
I like it. That's yeah. Your version of Legos. I dig it.
Art class would have been way better if we had to do that every week in school.
That's
like,
true.
Hey, make stuff with food, eat it at the end.
Not a bad, yeah. Except the macaroni that always sucks.
That's a hard,
you make
hard
that hard ass macaroni necklace.
And every time you tried one, just mouth. To see if the taste changed.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Do I still like this? Nope.
Nope. That is hard as a rock and disgusting. Yeah. No. By the way, I just want to get this in before we get to a break. But yesterday, I just got to say, I don't know if you know this, but I started my podcast.
Yes. About the 15 minutes of fame.
Correct.
Yes.
And
I don't know if you know this. I've reviewed it and subscribed already.
What?
Yeah.
My man. Give me some of that fist pound. Boom. Nick hasn't yet.
I have not.
Son of a.
I will. You know I will.
What a dick. But yesterday I got to interview Ken Bone. It was after the show, 4:30, side studio. Called up Ken Bone, did the interview. Dude.
He was hard to get a hold of, wasn't he?
He was hard. He wouldn't respond at first. I finally just had to beg him on Twitter, and he said yes. It was worth it, though. I can't wait for this interview to drop. Not only was it interesting, like to find out how it happened and all the other things that went on. Like, you know, at the end, at the end of the debate, he was on stage and Bill Clinton sought him out. Like he walked over to him and pointed at him and shook his hand and said something. I was like, what'd he say? And so he told me that. And I'm not going to tell you, you got to listen. But I will say this. I did not realize how funny that dude is.
Really?
The whole interview, he's cracking jokes. And I'm not like, I'll laugh. But it was legit funny. Like this dude is legit funny.
So that's something to look forward to for sure.
Yeah, though. Yeah. I was excited about that. I thought it would go well. I didn't think it'd go that well.
Well, I was concerned when you were struggling to reach out to him because I know you really wanted to have him on that he wouldn't be a good interview. So that sounds great that he actually brought it, you know?
Yeah. And what kills me is a guy like Ken Bone was like, yeah, no problem. I'll do the interview. But Chewbacca mom, not having it. She's ignoring me.
What?
Yeah. I'm like,
lady, you didn't even have 15 minutes. You have 15 seconds.
Yeah, like Chewbacca mom's ignoring me. Antoine Dodson won't like respond back. You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Hide your wife, hide your kids because they're raping everybody out here.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah, I think he got over it. Like he was like, okay, I'm done with this whole internet celebrity thing. So I get it. Some folks want to move on. I did last night, though, reach out to Caitlin Upton, who was... Do you know who it was?
I was hoping you were, you know, saying Kate Upton, like you were.
No.
But she obviously is not 15
Upton.
Minutes.
She goes by Katie Upton now.
I have no idea.
Miss South Carolina Teen 2007.
Oh, the Iraq?
Yeah.
I remember.
I think all U.S. Americans and in the whole.
Oh.
And the Iraq and the African. Yeah.
What's her stage name?
She goes by Katie Upton now.
Oh, okay.
But it was Caitlin Upton.
What clubs is she featured at?
That's so wrong. She's like a fitness lady or whatnot, but I messaged her, so hopefully,
you know,
fingers crossed.
I can't. You know what? I'm still holding on to that porn ticket for her. Like I still waiting to
still
hopefully cash that.
I mean, I was reading up on. It was sad because she talked about committing suicide after that.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, that kind of puts a damper on all that.
Yeah, I can't make porn jokes anymore.
No, that's why I should have told you beforehand.
Thanks, Barry. Where can people find the podcast? Tell them one more time.
Just the15podcast.com is the easiest way to get it. I mean, it's all the15podcast all over
the
social media.
Podcast.
But just go to the15podcast.com.
He's Barry Laminack. That's Nick Sherrar. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank today. And I have basketball nihilism now.
Okay.
I'll tell you why next. ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.